Today is the 17th day of the month of April. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It is awesome. It's great to be here with you today. Hope you're having a good day so far. Hope it's only going to get better. Glad that we can be here around the global campfire and encourage each other as we take another step forward together. We're working our way through the book of Joshua. We have finally gotten into the promised land. There have been some battles, a couple of really big battles where a lot of nations came together against Israel and lost. And so now the land is being divided up. We'll pick up the story with Joshua chapter 15. The allotment for the tribe of Judah, according to its clans, extended down to the territory of Edom, to the desert of Zin, in the extreme south. Their southern boundary started from the bay at the southern end of the Dead Sea, crossed south of Scorpion Pass, continued on to Zin, and went over to the south of Kadesh Barnea. Then it ran past Hezron, up to Adar, and curved around Karka. It then passed along Asmon and joined the Wadi of Egypt, ending at the Mediterranean Sea. This is their southern boundary. The eastern boundary is the Dead Sea as far as the mouth of the Jordan. The northern boundary started from the bay of the sea at the mouth of the Jordan, went up to Bet Hogla, and continued north of Bet Araba to the stone of Boan, son of Reuben. The boundary then went up to Debir from the valley of Achor and turned north to Gilgal, which faces the pass of Adumim, south of the gorge. It continued along the waters of En-Shemesh and came out at En-Rogel. Then it ran up the valley of Ben-Hinnom along the southern slope of the Jebusite city, that is Jerusalem. From there it climbed to the top of the hill west of the Hinnom Valley at the northern end of the valley of Rephaim. From the hilltop, the boundary headed toward the spring of the waters of Nephtoah, came out at the towns of Mount Ephron, and went down toward Baala, that is Kiriath Jearim. Then it curved westward from Baala to Mount Seir, ran along the northern slope of Mount Jearim, that is Kesalon, continued down to Bet Shemesh, and crossed to Timnah. It went to the northern slope of Ekron, turned toward Shikaron, passed along to Mount Baala, and reached Jabneel. The boundary ended at the sea. The western boundary is the coastline of the Mediterranean Sea. These are the boundaries around the people of Judah by their clans. In accordance with the Lord's command to him, Joshua gave Caleb, son of Jephunneh, a portion in Judah, Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron. Arba was the forefather of Anak. From Hebron, Caleb drove out the three Anakites, Shishai, Ahiman, and Talmai, the sons of Anak. From there he marched against the people living in Debir, formerly called Kiriath Sefer, and Caleb said, "I will give my daughter, Aksa, in marriage to the man who attacks and captures Kiriath Sefer." Othniel, son of Kenaz, Caleb's brother, took it. So Caleb gave his daughter Aksa to him in marriage. One day, when she came to Othniel, she urged him to ask her father for a field. When she got off her donkey, Caleb asked her, "What can I do for you?" She replied, "Do me a special favor, since you have given me land in the Negev. Give me also springs of water." So Caleb gave her the upper and lower springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Judah according to its clans. The southernmost towns of the tribe of Judah in the Negev toward the boundary of Edom were Kabzeel, Eder, Jagur, Kina, Dimona, Adada, Kadesh, Hatzor, Ithnan, Ziph, Telem, Bealot, Hatzor Hadata, Kiriath Hezron, that is Hatzor, Amam, Shema, Molada, Hatzor Gada, Heshmon, Bet Pelet, Hatzor Shuol, Beersheba, Biziotaya, Beala, Laim, Izem, Eltolad, Kesil, Horma, Ziklag, Madmana, Sansana, Lebeot, Shilim, Ain, and Ramon. A total of 29 towns and their villages. In the western foothills, Eshtael, Zora, Ashna, Zenoa, Enganim, Tapuak, Inam, Jarmut, Adullam, Soko, Azika, Sha'arayim, Adatayim, and Gedera, or Gederatayim. 14 towns and their villages. Zenan, Adasha, Migdal Gad, Delian, Mizpah, Jokthiel, Lachish, Bokdath, Aglon, Kabon, Lamas, Kedish, Gederot, Bet-Dagon, Neama, and Makeda. 16 towns and their villages. Libna, Ether, Ashan, Iftah, Ashna, Nadzib, Kila, Akzib, and Marisha. 9 towns and their villages. Ekron with its surrounding settlements and villages west of Ekron, all that were in the vicinity of Ashdod, together with their villages. Ashdod, its surrounding settlements and villages, and Gaza, its settlements and villages, as far as the Wadi of Egypt and the coastline of the Mediterranean Sea. In the hill country, Shamir, Jatir, Soko, Dana, Kiryat Sana, that is, Debir, Anab, Eshtemoa, Anim, Goshen, Holan, and Gilo, 11 towns and their villages. Arab, Duma, Ishan, Janim, Bet-Tapuak, Afika, Humta, Kiryat Arba, that is Hebron, and Zior, 9 towns and their villages. Maon, Carmel, Ziph, Juta, Jezreel, Yokneam, Genoa, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 towns and their villages. Halhul, Bet-Zur, Gedor, Me'arat, Bet-Anot, and El-Tikon, 6 towns and their villages. Kiryat Baal, that is Kiryat Yerim, and Rabbah, 2 towns and their villages. In the wilderness, Bet-Araba, Medin, Sakika, Nibshan, the city of Salt, and En-Gedi, 6 towns and their villages. Judah could not dislodge the Jebusites, who were living in Jerusalem. To this day, the Jebusites live there with the people of Judah. Luke 18:18-43. A certain ruler asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother." "All these I have kept since I was a boy," he said. When Jesus heard this, he said to him, "You still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When he heard this, he became very sad because he was very wealthy. Jesus looked at him and said, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." Those who heard this asked, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus replied, "What is impossible with man is possible with God." Peter said to him, "We have left all we had to follow you." "Truly I tell you," Jesus said to them, "no one who has left home or wife or brothers or sisters or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will fail to receive many times as much in this age and in the age to come, eternal life." Jesus took the 12 aside and told them, "We are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He will be delivered over to the Gentiles. They will mock him, insult him, and spit on him. They will flog him and kill him. On the third day, he will rise again." The disciples did not understand any of this. Its meaning was hidden from them, and they did not know what he was talking about. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard the crowd going by, he asked what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He called out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord, I want to see," he replied. Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus, praising God. When all the people saw it, they also praised God. Psalm 86, a prayer of David. Hear me, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Guard my life, for I am faithful to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, Lord, for I put my trust in you. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call on you. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. When I am in distress, I call to you because you answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you, Lord. No deeds can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, Lord. They will bring glory to your name. For you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. Teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name. I will praise you, Lord my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. For great is your love toward me. You have delivered me from the depths, from the realm of the dead. Arrogant foes are attacking me, O God. Ruthless people are trying to kill me. They have no regard for you. But you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Show your strength in behalf of your servant. Save me, because I serve you just as my mother did. Give me a sign of your goodness, that my enemies may see it and be put to shame. For you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. Proverbs 13, 9 and 10. The light of the righteous shines brightly, but the lamp of the wicked is snuffed out. Where there is strife, there is pride, but wisdom is found in those who take advice. Okay, so in the Gospel of Luke today, we have a really lovely story, a really, really beautiful thing for us to behold and then to kind of apply to our lives. Jesus, I mean, we remember when he was baptized at the Jordan River by John the Baptist, he traveled through the wilderness, right, to be tempted by the evil one. And then he made his way into the Galilee up to Nazareth, where his hometown was. We're finding Jesus in the Gospel of Luke today kind of on a reverse path. Taking that same path in reverse, he's headed toward Jerusalem. And we find him in the desert city of Jericho today. And Jericho is not that unfamiliar to us. We've been there in the Promised Land. We saw the walls fall down. So Jericho still exists, one of the oldest cities in the world today. And it's a modern Arab city with some very, very ancient ruins as well. But it's out in the desert, just out from the Jordan River where John had been baptizing. So Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem and he has to pass through Jericho. And it's an uphill climb. It's an 18-mile walk from Jericho up to Jerusalem, and it's all uphill. So there's this blind beggar sitting alongside the road in this dusty desert town. He hears the commotion, hears about Jesus, starts screaming, starts yelling. He can't see. He's trying to get attention among the mob. People are trying to push him aside, telling him to shut up. But he just screams, just hoping for Jesus to hear him. Please hear me, because I can't see you. I can't find you. Please hear me. Oh, that's... I mean, if we think of our own lives, we're in the story already. Everybody's shunning this person. He's yelling louder. He's desperate. And despite this ridicule, Jesus hears him and has the man brought to him. And it's this beautiful story. What do you want me to do for you? I don't know. I find that to be so beautiful. And there's like this calm. Like, this is a crazy mob and a man screaming, but then there's Jesus and this man and they're alone and everything seems to calm down. What do you want me to do for you? Lord, I want to see. And then Jesus says, okay, see. Your faith has healed you. This is a collaboration that takes place in this dusty desert town. I mean, Jesus stopped. He's just been telling his friends what is going to happen when he gets to Jerusalem. That brutal death and betrayal await him. And he's on the road walking there. So, I don't know, if you had the foreknowledge of what's about to happen to you, probably you're going to be a little preoccupied as you're walking that path. Jesus stopped. He invited this man to articulate his desire, his need. He let him say it. And then Jesus responds in a way that doesn't puff himself up in any way. He just acknowledges, like, look, it's you, it's me. We're here. The human and the divine can collaborate. Open your eyes. You can see. Your faith has healed you. From this just little tiny exchange, we see God at work. He's not too preoccupied. He wants us to articulate our desire, share our heart. He wants to collaborate in our restoration. This is something we can take comfort in today, maybe even find joy in today. But we need to see what triggered this, right? It was this man's desperate cry. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. That's very different than, Jesus, I need you to move this crap out of my way so I can keep walking forward. Have mercy on me is a very different posture. And that, at least in the Bible, is a posture that God always hears. May we remember that today. And Holy Spirit, come. Gives us an opportunity to look at the way that we're approaching you. Gives us an opportunity to see what's in our heart as we approach you. Gives us an opportunity to see the bitterness that we carry. It lets us see that we don't trust you like we think that we do. It lets us see a lot about ourselves. And so we're inviting you to shine the light of truth on us so that we can see what we're doing. And then we can see that the posture of heart, once we see who we truly are and what we're really doing and the impact that we're having on this world and others, when we see the weight of our lives, what else can we say but have mercy on me? And so have mercy on us. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us. We pray in your name. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com. That's home base. That's where you find out what's happening around here. The Daily Audio Bible app will do that. And just put it right on your device in the palm of your hand. Search for Daily Audio Bible at the app store that works with your device. And while you're there, check out the community section. This is where to get connected. This is where links to social media are, but this is also the prayer wall. This is one of the most distinctive, beautiful places around the Global Campfire. A place that is here for the community going through the Bible together. A place where we can share our lives together, pray for each other, encourage each other. And so that can be found in the community section on the web or in the app. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, humble gratitude, thank you. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That's the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Karen in Florida. I just wanted to call in and pray for Jane Truth in rural Kentucky. She says she's very rural, very, very alone, and is working through a lot of issues in her life. She said she's losing her sight and even her teeth. Lord, we just come together and pray for our dear sister who is on her own trying to figure everything out, Lord, and has recognized, Lord, that she's at the end of all she can do and really needs you to come and intervene. Father, I ask you, Lord, please intervene in her life in a way that she doesn't even see it coming. Lord, that you would just bless her in ways that she never thought would happen. Please bring people into her life that will love on her and care for her and show her your love, Father. Lord, I don't even know how you're going to get them there, but that's why it has to be you, Lord. Just as she said, she's come to the end of all she can do. And now we're asking for you to move, Lord. Please, please do something special and beautiful in Jane's life. Father, she just needs your love, Lord. We thank you for her.
Good morning, Dabas. This is God's Chosen from Georgia. This morning, I would like to lift up Susan Yellow Flowers from Canada and Keith. I know what you're dealing with right now with Keith, and we're praying God's comfort, peace, and strength for you as you take care of your son. Abba, Father, Holy One, you are the healer. We lift up our sister, Susan Yellow Flowers, and her son, Keith, and other members of the family before you this morning, asking, Lord, through your mercy, that you would touch Keith, give him comfort, give him healing. Let the stripes of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the pain that he bore on the cross, let him heal Keith in the name of Jesus. I speak life over you, Keith, this morning. By the resurrected power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I say receive your healing. I pray for you, Susan, for peace, for comfort, for strength, and for courage to continue to stand and to continue to trust the Lord. I pray Psalm 23 over Keith, because the Lord will continue to be his shepherd, he shall not lack any good thing. I also declare Psalm 91 over him. Because he dwells in the shelter of the Almighty, everything concerning him will be well. Be encouraged, my dear sister. and know that we are praying for you. We love hearing your voice. We do miss you, and may God bless you. Amen.
My dear family, it's Susan from Canada, Godzilla Flower Calling. Yesterday was my friend Anna's funeral, and it was a beautiful God-centered funeral. But all I could think of was my son Keith and his funeral. And without God's intervention, it will be upcoming at some point. So it's really shaken me up. And not in my faith, but in my body. And I'm not sleeping well, which gets me a little, triggers my depression. And it's also been rainy and cloudy here, and that doesn't help either. So I'm just finding it hard to get motivated to do anything. Maybe I'm so tired, and I just need to really push myself to get anything done. So I need your prayers. So pray for Keith and I. We have a lot of appointments coming up, and see what happens. Tuesday, we have to drive into Toronto and see a radiation oncologist. So, Lord, we pray for traveling safety. We pray for wisdom for the doctors. We pray for wisdom for us to make good decisions. And we pray for healing in your precious and holy name. And we also pray for courage to face the future, and faith to submit to your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Lord, I lift up Junk to Treasure's daughter who goes into surgery on the 17th. I ask you to cover her. Lord, we ask for miraculous healing of her back and rebuild her nerves that have been damaged. Lord, we ask you to bless this family. Please watch over and be with the surgeons, the assistants, the nurses, everyone in that operating room. And as Junk to Treasure prayed, give them steady hands. Give them a confident spirit as they work on Junk to Treasure's daughter. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Lord, we also lift up the children in Haiti who are still there at the orphanage. Lord, we ask for you to make a way for those other 30 or 40 kids to get out. And we praise you, and we just praise your name, Lord, that you got the others out in spite of the darkness that seems to envelop the entire country. It is in Jesus' name I ask this as well. Amen.